The Parking Attendant by Andrea Hansen. Narrated by Lily Ward. I'm visiting my sister when I first notice the parking attendant. She only lives a couple of blocks from my flat and is at home on maternity leave these days. It's convenient that I can sometimes visit her for late morning coffee since I work independently from home. When you don't have any coworkers, it's nice to take a break and talk to someone. My sister and I are only a couple of years apart in age. We've been close our entire lives. Her home is tidy and charming, large green plants in the corners and decorative Indian cushions on the sofa. I like visiting her. There is relaxed and feminine energy in her flat, even though she and her husband just became parents for the first time. I often wonder how she manages that. My sister is beautiful. Her hair is in a messy bun on top of her head, and she is wearing a lovely silk kimono over her soft and light pajamas. She smiles a broad smile when she opens the door. We went to Paris together when we were younger, just the two of us. We both have similar figures, and we could wear French clothes perfectly. We were always fond of swimming, and we used to do that together until we became adults and could no longer find the time for such regularly scheduled activities. Sometimes, when we stood next to each other naked, I would almost struggle to tell us apart. My shoulders might be slightly broader and my hair a slightly lighter color, but we have different tempers. Unlike me, she has always been looking for conformity. She has been with Jack for years, and they always knew what they wanted. A beautiful place to live, two steady incomes, and a family. At our family gatherings, it was evident that her life was more natural for our parents to understand than mine. But then again, there are plenty of things one does not talk about in family settings. Today, she happens to be standing by the window, cradling her infant son in her arms as we talk. "Look at that," she says, pointing out of the window. I walk over to stand next to her and look over her shoulder to follow her finger. She shakes her head slightly. In the streets, there is a young man in a black uniform, a parking attendant. He is standing on the opposite side of the road, almost hidden at the doorway to the building. Occasionally, he steps forward and looks around as if he's hiding from someone. I smile slightly. "What's going on?" I ask. "It's the worst thing," my sister says. She tells me that she has seen him every late morning recently. When he arrives, he starts by checking the time on every parking disc, and then he checks his watch. When he finds the car closest to the time when it will be due for a citation, he doesn't move on. Instead, he hides in the doorway to a building, and then he stands there waiting until the very minute when he can write a citation. At the moment, he steps forward like a bear, and in no time, there is a small white sheet of paper fluttering on the windshield. Then, he hurries on. He wants to avoid the annoyance the driver might express at receiving a citation written just 1 minute after the parking permit elapsed. I can't imagine that it's very relaxing to be a parking attendant. Only slightly better than the people who check train tickets. My nephew has woken up and is making little noises. My sister rocks him a bit more on her stomach while she keeps looking at the parking attendant. She and her husband have received several citations on the very minute the permit elapsed, and now that my sister is home on leave, she managed to decode the attendant's system. "He's such a jerk," she says. "I hope someone catches him someday." We laugh. My sister and her husband have tried calling the municipal authorities about one citation in particular, but they were told that the parking attendant hadn't really done anything wrong. From their central office, they couldn't check how each parking attendant spent their time and energy. If a car were parked longer than it was supposed to be, then it would get a citation. My sister gestures wildly with her free arm and mimics the lady of the administration, who had clearly not impressed her at all. "These citation laws are so rigid."